Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
Devil's Backbone CEO Steve Crandall says he sold his brewery to Anheuser-Busch in 2016 to keep growing. The move enabled the company to stay competitive with four big West Coast craft breweries that have expanded into Virginia. All four received taxpayer-funded incentive packages from the state to make it happen. Crandall says there are other ways to support the industry besides giving checks.
The state could seriously get behind efforts to improve the ability to grow hops and barley, because not only does it help the beer side, it also helps the farmers. You know, we've got some of the best farmers in the world here in Virginia. They're growing a lot of barley, but it's feed-grade barley. They're not growing a lot of brewers-grade barley.
The good news is that after 10, 20 years of grain breeding and development, malting barley is finally starting to take off in Virginia. Wade Thomason, a professor and grain scientist at Virginia Tech, is at the forefront of the research and says entrepreneurial farmers have jumped on it.
There's well over 1,000 acres of malting barley being grown that was produced last year, and it'll probably triple this year. We're sort of poised to take advantage of this opportunity. We have most of the pieces in place to begin to supply the market.
With Virginia's beer industry contributing more than $9 billion annually to the state economy, Thomason agrees with Crandall. This is where the state could step up efforts to strengthen relationships between brewers and farmers. I'm Jesse Nadler.